The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 21st, 1974, in Hawaii.
Translation: The earthly deity, in the form of a cow, thus replied to the personality of religious principles, in the form of a bull, "O Dharma, whatever you have inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. Once you too were maintained by your four legs and increased happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord."
Bhavan veda tasarvam janmang dharmanupichas. So, Dharmaraj, Jamaraj, he is one of the 12 authorized persons for maintaining properly the human civilization. He principally is Dharma. Dharma means not a religious sentiment. Dharma means occupation and duty. Everyone has got some occupation and duty. So, karman hi sakshat bhagavat pranitam, that occupation and duty is assigned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tena taktena bhunjitha. Actually, the dharma principle as we learn from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. Don't create, manufacture your principle of religion. Concoct them. That is the difficulty. Dharma means sakshat bhagavat pranitam. We have several times explained this, that dharma means, dharma as it is translated in English, religion. Religion means to obey the laws of God. That is religion. Not a sentimental system of religious system we manufacture. That kind of dharma will not help us. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, it is said, dharma projita koitavatra. Cheating type of religious system is kicked out. That is Bhagavatam. No cheating. In the name of cheating and dharma, religious principle, that will not help the human civilization. The real dharma, the real dharma is stated by God Himself. Dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranitam. You haven't got to learn from anywhere else, but from God Himself. So that is explained very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmān parityajya mām. To surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is religion. Not only surrender, but to act as He desires. Or you become a lover of God. That is first class religion. We have several times explained. Samayi puṁsāṁ paro dharma yato bhakti radhukhaji. That type of religion is first class. It teaches you how to become a lover of God. If you become lover, then your life is successful. Then you will do everything for God. Otherwise, you will simply question, why shall I do that, why shall I do that, why shall I? That means there is no love. That is training. Just like a novice is being trained up and he has no love. So he will question, why shall I do it? Why shall I do? Why shall I do? What benefit I shall get? So many questions will be there. But when there is love, there is no question. So, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, after teaching so many things, yoga, jnana, karma, and so many other things, at last, Krishna says, sarva guhyatamam. Now I am speaking to you the most confidential instruction. What is that? Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam sarva. This is the most confidential. So, generally, a human being accepts four principles, namely dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma, artha, kama. Dharma means religious principle. Artha means economic principle, how to develop economic principle. Dharma, kama, how to satisfy our senses. And moksha, and ultimately salvation. But this is material principles. We have to surpass this material principle, then come to the spiritual platform. That is sarva-dharman paritajya mamekam sarva. Sarva-dharman, this is also dharma. So, just like people are engaged for marriage. Their temporal charge is sometimes simply formality. Their real business is how to satisfy their senses. If for satisfying my senses, I'll have to pose myself as a religious person, so let me do that. That is their religion. But that is not religion. Real religion is no sense satisfaction, simply to satisfy the Supreme Lord. That is real religion. Therefore he says, Bhavan hi veda tat sarvam. So as somebody, anything, they require four legs, just like this platform. It has got four legs. The animal stands on four legs. Anything, it requires four pillars. So, to remain steadily on the platform of dharma, these four legs require dharma, artha, kama. If I simply remain engaged in religious principle, nobody is engaged but to get food, because food also is required. So, therefore, not only religious principle, there must be economic development attempt also. But not one man, so we should divide our society in such a way that somebody, some group of men is engaged in studying the dharma principle and spreading it. Just like we have taken the principle generally to spread what is meant by real dharma. That is the business of the Brahman. And similarly, some group of men should be kshatriya for ruling over. Unless there is discipline, ruling, everything will be chaos. The government must be there. The principle of directors must be there. So, dharma, artha, kama. And we must live peacefully. Our senses should not disturb us, because we have got senses, they want satisfaction. So we must give food them also, senses. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But ultimate goal is how to get out of this material existence. This is four things. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And moksha by the impersonalist, their moksha and real moksha real moksha. Moksha means liberation. Liberation means to get out of this material existence. People do not understand what is moksha, what is economic development, what is religious principle. There is no education. So unless there is sufficient education on these principles, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, you cannot have peaceful life in human society. That is not. That is animal society. Dharme na hina pasubhi samana. If there is no principles of life, that is animal society. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the education is simply for sense gratification. That is animalistic education. Therefore, in spite of advancement of so many things, people are not happy. Here it is said, Chaturbhi vartase jina padoi loko sukhavahai. Sukhavahai. Sukha means happiness. If you want to increase happiness, everyone wants to become happy, that is the highest principle. Atyantik dukkhana. The whole struggle is going on to minimize our miseries and to increase our happiness. That is our attempt. Everyone is working for that. Atyantik dukkha nibbitti. Dukkha means unhappiness. And atyantik means ultimate. So people do not understand that what is that ultimate happiness. Ultimate happiness is there. Now, there is no dukkha. There is no unhappiness. That is ultimate happiness. If you study whatever happiness we are trying to establish, there is unhappiness also. It is not unmixed. It is mixed. There is economic development. Just in a modern age, if any man wants to become a rich man, he has to first of all accept unhappiness, to work very hard, then he can get some money, then engaging that money for increasing further money, then one day he may be millionaire. So, that millionaire to become, that is also not undisturbed happiness. How to keep the money, how to invest it. So here, in the material world, as we are engaged, unalloyed unhappiness is not possible. But if you actually want unalloyed happiness, then you have to be advanced in spiritual consciousness, unalloyed. Atyantik dukkha nibbitti. Atyantik means ultimate, and dukkha means unhappiness. Atyantik dukkha nibbitti. Nibbitti means finished. So, people do not see what is that atyantik dukkha nibbitti. What is that ultimate disappearance of unhappiness? That they do not know. So many things they do not know. Therefore, it requires education. Education means knowledge, to get knowledge. And the Vedic direction is that if you want really knowledge, then tad-vijñānārtham sa gurumeva avigacchet. One has to go to the guru or the spiritual master. Gurum eva avigacchet. One must go. There is no alternative. Nobody can say that without going to the guru we can become happy. That is not possible according to Vedic principle. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is the Supreme Personality of God, he accepted Guru. Krishna, the Supreme Personality, he accepted Guru. So that is our Vedic principle. The beginning of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājarsa yavidu. Evaṁ rājarsi. Rājarsi means great saintly kings. They also accepted predecessor, Guru. Imam Bhimasati Yogam Pratamana Homam Duvashan Manavipraho, Manu Ikha Kavibrahu. Everything is there. So, if we actually want to be happy, then we should not live like animals, without any restriction, without any, even in your state, just to keep proper management of the state, there are so many laws. Even as soon as you go to on the street, you see there is state law immediately. Keep to the right. Discipline must be there. That is dharma. Discipline. To abide by the state laws, there must be some discipline. Similarly, to make yourself advance to spiritual life, you must have to observe the discipline. Without discipline, it is not possible. Adu Gurbhasram. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the discipline means one who observes discipline, he is called disciple. Everyone knows it. Disciple means one who observes discipline. If one does not observe discipline, then he is not a disciple. And one who is not a disciple, his life is chaotic. He cannot be happy. Therefore, Veda says that you must accept a bona fide guru and become disciplined under his instruction. Then you will know the higher system of knowledge, the necessity of life, and thus you become happy. So here it is said, yachaturbhi jena padui loko sukhavoi. Without discipline, without proper understanding of the four principles of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, nobody can become happy. Therefore, it is said there that you know everything. Bhamahi veda tasarvam janmang dharmang pichasi chaturbhi vartase jena padui loko sukhavoi. Then next.
Satyam. Truthfulness. Shocham.
These things are all mentioned. How the human society can be peaceful and progressive. These are the qualifications. Not like animal like jumping all day and night. Here in Hawaii we see that children and elderly persons are the whole day and night simply jumping in the sea. Someone is swimming, somebody is doing something else, somebody is sitting. How they are wasting time, but they have taken it. This is civilization. Human life is so important, so many things are to be learned. Neither in the school, college, educational institution, society, nothing of this sort. Just like a dog is also jumping, a man is also jumping. This is why. But that is not civilization. Real civilization means these things are to be acquired in real life, personal life. That is civilization. Now these are mentioned one after another.
Satyam.
Truthfulness.
Shocham. Cleanliness.
Now, truthfulness is nowadays is a matter of dream only. There is no truthfulness. Everyone is, beginning from the president and down to the ordinary man in the street, nobody is truthful. Now the president in your country is being questioned so many ways because he has proved himself. So this is a forgotten story, truthfulness. There is Brahminical qualification. All these qualifications are mentioned. It is not possible to acquire all the qualities by one man. That is not possible. Just like we divide. If there is something to be done, we divide the task. Mister, you do this. Similarly, all these qualities must be divided among the whole population. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we have got the direction from the Supreme Lord. Chatudvarnamaya system guna karma vibhava. One man cannot be. Suppose a businessman. He cannot become strictly truthful. That is not possible. A politician, he cannot become actually truthful. Then the whole business will be spoiled. Everyone, suppose you go to a store, the storekeeper says, oh, you are my dear friend, I will not take any profit from you. I will give you at cost price. You take it. So you believe. But actually, how it is possible to give a cost price? How will maintain the business establishment? I know that he is speaking untrue. Still, I accept. Oh, he is very truthful. There are so many things. The first thing is truth. Therefore, then truthfulness has to be rejected. No. Another class, the Brahman class, he must be truthful. The ideal must be there. Just like in the university educational department, there is law department. It is not that the whole population of the state become lawyers. No. A section of the people may be lawyers. Another section may be engineer, medical man. So all these qualifications must remain there. Just like educational system. Here is law class, here is botany class, here is chemist class. Whatever you are prepared to accept, you can accept. But these qualities must be there. Not that because it is impossible to become truthful, therefore truthfulness should be rejected altogether. No. One section must be there. That is the qualification of a Brahman, Satya Samadama Titika, Arjava. But these qualities must be there in the society, somehow or other, and they should cooperate. That is the perfection of society. Go on.
Shocham.
Shocham.
Cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
Dvaya.
Dvaya.
Intolerance of others' unhappiness.
Intolerance of others' unhappiness.
Kshanti.
Kshanti.
Self-control, even if there is cause of anger.
Self-control, even if there is cause of anger.
Dvaya. One must be merciful. Dvaya means when a man is suffering, another fellow man must feel for it. That is called doya. There are two things, doya and seva. Seva means to give service to the superior. And doya means to give service to the inferior. Both of them are service. Doya means a man is suffering. He is in helpless condition, just like in a hospital. Those who are patients, who are diseased, they go to the hospital, there is also seva. The nurse is serving, the doctor is serving. But that is not seva. That is called dvaya. He is not obliged. But out of his compassion, he is giving service to the patient. That is called dvaya. And seva means superior. Just like spiritual master. Sivaya. Because the Vedic injunction is that you must go to a spiritual master. Means must. There is no alternative. If you are actually interested in transcendental knowledge, tad-vijñānam means transcendental knowledge. Athāta brahma jigyāsa, and the human life is meant for tad-vijñānam, to understand. So tad-vijñānātham sa gurum eva abhigacchet. So there, how to learn from guru, that is also stated. Tad-vidhi, try to learn from him. Tad-vidhi pranipātena. First of all, surrender yourself. You cannot go to any person for learning anything where there is no sense of surrender. I accept a guru, but in my mind I remain independent. Why should I abide by the orders of Guru? That means there is no surrender. There is no surrender. It is false. It is just to satisfy some motive. But that will not help. If you have got any duplicity in your mind, then you will never be successful in any field of activities. So the process is tad viddhi pranipatena, must be surrendered. Pranipat means prakishta rupina nipa. And therefore, unless you find somebody where you can fully surrender, don't accept Guru. That is cheating. Unless you are fully confident that I am surrendering to this person, is actually he is superior to me, he can give proper knowledge. So therefore the process is, before accepting a Guru, one must hear him at least for 1 year. And when he is convinced that here is actually a Guru who can teach me, then you accept him. Thank you very much.